It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen here at the Hen House Market, 117th and Road. This is Jasper Marabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're eating Thanksgiving pie a little early.
And how Jasper, how many times do your mama and I have to tell you, don't talk with your mouth full?
Wait a second. You're taking photos. How many times I got to tell you not to take photos 1 second before we go on air?
Even though you're pinching me to do it?
No, come on, I'm pinching you. Come on over here to the Hen House Market today, because, Kimberly, we've had a lot of shows over here. This
a lot
is the flagship
of shows.
Store. Uh-huh. It's my Hen House.
It is your
Yours
Hen House.
Yours is 135th, I know. Uh-huh. And I'm telling you, this may be the biggest show ever.
Biggest show, because we have some really big people here.
You do. Come on.
And one of the big people is sitting at the table with us. We're going to talk to him in a minute. Our favorite pie man, Mark Boyer, who, of course, is president of Tippin's Pie.
I was just going to say he's the president. You're calling him a pie man.
Well, and I think, actually, Mark, isn't your official title taste tester?
It's chief taste tester,
chief
but
taste
that
tester.
Was kind of a self-given title. When can you're I be president, you can do things like that.
Okay, POTUS, can I be chief of staff?
No.
Oh, thanks, Mark. How about that?
That was pretty cool.
Was that pretty good?
That was pretty cool.
I'm going to get Maverick over here to help me. Max over here with us today from the Mavericks, of course. Come on by and meet him. Take a photo also. How about that, Kimberly?
That's right. And we've got James Arkell, who he is married to Sarah Hunt. And he's going to be talking to us about the NICU Thanksgiving
and the kids are here.
Dinner at Overland Park Regional Medical
Center. The
kids
Center. Are here right now.
That's right, that the Mavericks sponsor. And it's a really cool event. We're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking to Melanie Allmeyer about the great Lotke debate.
You know, our
Lotke
families debate. Go back, the Allmeyers.
They do?
We'll talk about Ben and
Did
everybody.
You just find that out?
Oh, I've known her for a couple of years, right. Of course. And Chef Peter's going to be here with some Thanksgiving tips. So
that's right,
my
Peter
friends,
Castillo.
Don't go nowhere, because you know what? It's time for Thanksgiving. The pie makes the meal. No Thanksgiving would be complete, Kimberly, without a Tippin's pie.
I believe that, Jasper. And you know what? Before we go any further, the secret phrase of the day to come in and win.
Don't tell me.
Tippin's pie certificates or Hen House gift cards.
Go. They're giving away free pies today.
You're not. You don't qualify.
Well, come on home to a Hen House holiday right now. I think the phrase is going to be Tippin's Thanksgiving pie.
Perfect.
How's that?
If you come up to the table.
Very
say,
creative.
I'm impressed, Jasper.
I put a lot into that one.
That was fast.
Fresh, never frozen, oven ready hen or tom turkeys right now at the Hen House Market. We'll talk more about turkeys and everything else, but right now I want to talk to the president of Tippin's Pies, and we're going to be talking pie. Come on, Kimberly. I mean, we've both toured Tippin's.
Oh, we did?
A dangerous job, indeed.
Very dangerous job, and it is one of the cleanest places. I mean, you have to almost scrub down before you go in.
You do.
You do?
Right?
You absolutely
you
do.
You have very specific requirements.
Well, Mark, I mean, it's really something. Tippin's has such a long history. We were talking about this yesterday during lunch, and people I know still come up to you and say, oh, the cornbread, oh, my favorite dish, chicken pot pies.
Or they used to work there.
Oh, they used to work there. Emily Ferris, yesterday, yeah. She worked there. So there's a lot of people around Kansas City. It's such a tradition, and it's so great what David Ball did by bringing Tippin's into the Hen House Markets and really keeping the brand going.
Yeah. Well, not just into Hen House, though. We're in 14 states.
So that's right.
We
go way
reached out a long way.
Kansas and Missouri.
And, in fact, I've said this before. Kansas City is not a growth market for us because everybody here is eating all the pies they possibly can.
No,
I don't
that
think
back.
We can grow anymore.
And I
we,
can
and
grow.
We love Kansas
I can eat
City.
More pies.
Well,
how does it all begin? And I know our listeners have heard this before, but we have so many new listeners. Take us back to pumpkin pies and like the beginning. We're just not talking like, oh, we're going to start making pumpkin pies. It's November 1st. We go back a couple years.
We do. In fact, the pumpkin that you will get in this year's pumpkin pie, we bought 2 years ago, and it's been sitting aging in the can for 2 years.
And that's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. It's kind of like wine in that it gets better with age up to a point. And so we use aged pumpkin. And
so that just blows my mind. What happens to pumpkin as it ages? What are we tasting? We know that Tippins is the best, but what are we tasting?
You know, I couldn't give you the science of it, but I think the aging process, one, it makes it a little thicker, mm-hmm. Less liquid. And I think that the flavors just they permeate every inch of the pie. Whereas if you use something that was fresh, I don't think you're going to get quite that same flavor experience.
I can tell you right now what it tastes like, Kimberly. Hold on a second. I wish we had TV here. Well, it's very good.
It's very good. Very, very good. So, Mark, can you estimate at all how many pies Tippins will sell? Maybe the pecan pumpkin during this year?
Well, over 60 million.
Well, that might be in David Ball's math.
There you go.
Pumpkin pies, we will sell about 600,000. Pecan will sell about 100,000. French silk, probably double the pecan. And that's just this month.
We were talking about that yesterday, about French silk pies, Kimberly.
That's a huge holiday pie.
It's a big, yeah. That's a big seller for us.
I watched them make those French silk pies and that whipped cream, and just the way they finish them off.
Well, and I think the important thing to know about Tippins, because I discovered this when I toured the bakery, and so did you, Jasper.
And you wrote a nice article for the Kansas City Star.
I did.
A big one.
You know how much I love pie.
My favorite one.
Thank you, Mark. Is that there are people who actually curl the chocolate, they engage with the pies. It's not an assembly.
There's a lot of handwork that goes into making the cream on top is piped on by hand. The chocolate is curled by hand. The silk is mixed for like 90 minutes just to get it just right.
And that's the difference. I never like to use the word, it's not a factory. We've talked about that before.
It's a bakery.
It's a bakery, and it's an artisan bakery. And people could say, I watched this lady make a little homemade pie and all. I watched them make these pies by hand. And when you're talking hundreds of thousands of pies, that's something else,
yeah,
Mark.
We use a little automation.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
but
it's
there's
still
a lot of handwork.
There's
lot
no
of
machine
touches.
Putting that whipped cream on.
No.
And especially in the stores when they finish them off here. Yeah. Grating that chocolate on there. Oh.
Now, people can still order their pies until
Monday.
Okay.
But I would encourage you to get into the stores today. There's tables where you can order the pies today. In fact, you can order your whole meal at some of the tables around the store, and you can also order online at Hen House.
Okay.
At Hen House's website.
But don't delay, because
do not delay. You don't want to go home empty-handed.
No, you don't.
Mark,
the dessert.
We only have a couple minutes, but Tippins is my favorite pie. For you, it's been a great journey. How many years now with the company?
Four and a half.
And the comeback and almost turn, and I'm not talking about business around, but turn this company and bring it to another level, not only with just the pies, but with the safeties and the codes that people don't realize that.
Yeah, there's a lot of rigor that goes into serving safe, delicious food, and I'd like to think we're getting better every day, and it is a journey that will never end.
We'll never
constantly
end.
Get better.
Can we talk for 1 minute? We've got to go break for a commercial.
60, 59,
that's
58,
right.
57.
But these Wicked Crispies,
That's what they're called.
He and brought fact, that for you.
That name came about because the first time I tried one of those, I said, this is wicked.
And crispy.
And then somebody else said, it reminds me of a crispy, and so it's a Wicked Crispy. That's our newest
creation.
Item. Yeah.
And it's important to know Tippins is not just pies. You've got soups, you've got bakery items, croissants.
Salad dressings, yeah. In fact, there's a few other cream cheese croissant in here.
And brought us
items.
A whole box,
and
Mark.
Everything else. We talked yesterday about the gravy. I know we got to get going, but I'm telling you, a couple weeks ago, I got a little pre-taste of the Thanksgiving specials here at the Hen House Market. That gravy is something that could be on Jasper's table, Mark. I'm
complimenting
you.
It's awfully good.
It really is. Well, my friends, we need to take a break. Of course, you can't go nowhere because Kimberly has a delicious menu coming up. I'm telling you, Kimberly, it's a really big show.
Really big show. We're going to be talking to James Harkel after the break.
Don't go nowhere, my friends. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live at the Hen House Market, 117th and Monroe. Come by and say the secret phrase, which is
Thanksgiving pie. Dippin's Thanksgiving
you
pie.
You got it, Kimberly, right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We're live from the Hen House Market. Kimberly, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. Look at the crowd.
We've got a big crowd. People are buying apples and blueberries and talking to Mac from Kansas City Mavericks.
Taking their photo with him. He's all around the store today.
Yeah, look at him.
Well, Kimberly, people need to come to the Hen House Market right now and order your turkey, or you can go online to henhouse.com. Right now, you can get a fresh, never-frozen, oven-ready hen or tom turkey. They have all different sizes, of course. Kimberly, I don't know about you. To me, it's the turkey and all the fixings and all. But you, I think it's just a Tippins pie.
I start with the pie and then end with mashed potatoes, gravy, and turkey.
I have a couple customers who just start with dessert, so I know where you're coming from.
That's right. But, you know, you can still order your pie. You can order your hen house dinner, which includes turkey, the sides.
Oh, the green
beans. If you don't want to mess
the gravy, the green beans
kitchen.
Are excellent. Yeah. I was telling Chef Peter that, too. So come on over to Hen House Market right now. You need to say the secret phrase, which this week is
Tippins Thanksgiving Pie.
And you will win a free Tippins Pie. Come on over to 117th in Row, and we're giving away pies and free gift certificates right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio.
Okay, Kimberly, of course, you brought in a good friend, a friend of the show.
And
I think one of Kansas City's biggest promoters.
He is.
He does a little side job also once in a while with the Mavericks. I don't know if I have another bigger introduction, you know, to talk about, because we're just going to talk to James Markell, and we don't have to say no more.
We don't have to say any more, Jasper.
No more.
Anymore.
Say no more. No more.
James, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Do you ever stop smiling?
Only when I'm around you, Jasper. I mean, I don't know that I could live up to that intro.
If we were in school together, we'd be kicked out.
We'd both be competing for the class clown role. Every time I'm around you, I get food, so food makes me smile.
It's a good equation.
You and Sarah do so much for the community, and Kimberly wants to talk about that now because it's really something else about giving back at Thanksgiving. That's what it's all about. And Kimberly, here is the person, the family that gives back.
That's right. Well, James, you and your wife, Sarah Hunt Arkell, of course, had this lovely little guy sitting in front of us, Michael, at the Overland Park NICU.
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Unexpectedly, you guys were at a
well, we were expecting the baby.
Well, you
but,
were.
We weren't expecting him 7 weeks early.
Hey, Sarah, right. What's that bump?
You were at an event. You were in black
tie. We were at
tie,
another charity event.
And you scooted up to Overland Park Regional.
Yeah, Sarah very calmly said, I think I might be in labor.
Yeah.
And we tried to convince her to have the baby at the event because there were a lot of doctors present, and she said, she's not having it. Get me to Overland Park Regional Medical Center.
And you did, and he was born. And the journey after that, tell us a little bit.
We were blindsided. No idea that he was coming that quickly. Honestly, that night is still a little bit of a blur. There's a lot of things that talking with people have helped. You know, we got to the hospital, and 3 hours later, we had a baby.
Yeah.
And so for the next 5 weeks, we were at the Overland Park NICU. And you prepare for a baby coming with a new crib and new diapers and things like that. You don't prepare for that. Right. And the people at Overland Park were just unbelievable. Every single person. We never had a negative experience while we were there. It was all so positive. The amount of caring and the love they show to the families like ours, I just don't have words to describe it.
So what you and Sarah have done to kind of pay it forward to people who currently have kids in the NICU at Overland Park, and of course along with the Circle of Hope Foundation at Overland Park, which you're a member of that. It's comprised of former NICU parents, right?
Oh, yeah. No, they go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, tomorrow.
Well, no,
you're,
I mean,
you're
they all
the
they do all
dinner.
The heavy lifting.
Yeah.
We need to be fair here. The people that the Circle of Hope Foundation, they do amazing work.
Yeah.
All of our when Lamar, my father-in-law, Sarah's dad, bought the Mavericks a few years ago, we thought it was a perfect platform for our family foundation because it is just an amazing family-centered event. I would encourage, of course, promoting, like Jasper says, but we want everybody to come out to the Mavericks. The kids love it. Families love it. It's a great time. But it's a perfect platform for the charities that we work with.
Sure.
So HCA is a big sponsor of the Mavericks. And so when the opportunity came up to do the NICU Thanksgiving, it was almost like it was meant to be.
Right.
And we couldn't have been more excited to be a part of it. However, We do very little. It's guys like Tim Vieira from the Mavericks. It's guys like Todd Johns from Plowboys Barbecue. Matt Shadow from Chateau Milk. The guys at Donutology that are going to be donating all the desserts.
Tippin's Pies.
Shadow?
Did you say Shadow?
Okay. Come on, you're not even listening to me, Kimberly.
And
most importantly, the Circle of Hope Foundation. They just do amazing work, and they make all this happen. All we do is show up and eat some turkey.
So from 4 to 6 tomorrow at Overland Park, the NICU, you're going to be serving hundreds of people a Thanksgiving dinner.
It's going to be delicious. It's going to be fantastic. And a lot of people don't realize that, we were very fortunate. We live in town, so we had quick access as tough as it was, but a lot of the families in the NICU, they don't live here. They're commuting back and forth. They're going through one of the biggest challenges they might face in their life. And so a meal like this is an amazing gift back to them.
I have to tell you, I am my own experience, and Kimberly knows this. 24 years ago in March, Alexandra was born and immediately was taken over to the NICU. And she was there at Overland Park Regional for 1 week. It's when the day they changed the name of the hospital. It was Humana. And long story short, I didn't know anything. I didn't know what was going on. My brother, luckily, is an OBGYN, so he kind of filled me in what was going on. I've never been treated the way we were treated. I mean, we just we lived there for a week. And to find out what goes on there, and we were very fortunate. Alex it wasn't life-threatening the way it was, but it wasn't that bad. But the bond with the other parents and the meat people. And, of course, the Morables had to bring in food for everybody. So that was that was a big deal. But I know what goes on there myself. Right. And I know how the families react and what they're going through. So for what you're doing, James, and your family and Sarah and coming in and bringing that in to them, that's a big deal to them. And people say, it's dinner. It's something like, no, it's not. That's something really. And that's how we bond with food. Mm-hmm. That's how you and I bond with food.
We bond all the time with food, Jasper.
But I will tell you, I'm going to get kicked out of the circle because I haven't been to a game. I mean, I've been to games. But I've turned down like 4 invites. But I got Tuesday nights off, James.
Well, we'll talk to the league about scheduling a game
on
Tuesday.
Okay, thank you. I knew that was coming.
That would be appropriate,
but again,
James.
We're lucky to get to be a part of this. The NICU gave a lot to us, and there are so many people that make this thing an amazing event. And I know this is our third year doing it, and the parents, just the sigh of relief they breathe to come down. And not to mention, the food's pretty fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
We named a rock star lineup from Kansas City between sponsors. So.
Exactly. And you get the kids involved? Are your children involved?
Absolutely. That's Michael will be there. Last year, he didn't feel good, so he didn't obviously you don't want to take him to a hospital when he's not feeling great. But our oldest daughter, who will be 10, she goes every year. Our kids love it. They love the opportunity to be a part of it.
And, I don't know if people realize, but also, James, you do a lot with Catholic Charities. And you took me to a great breakfast last year down at Union Station. But there's a lot more to what you're giving back. And this is just a little bit of that. Of course, Mavericks and what you do in Kansas City, that's really big. And you're the hometown team for us with the hockey, man. Come on.
Well, and, we can't take all the credit there. Kansas City is an amazing city. Mm-hmm. And we've got – I love living here. I love being a part of the community. And we're fortunate enough to be around some great people there. There are so many wonderful people in Kansas City that live for charity, that love to give back.
They do. That's right.
James, we've got just a few seconds. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. What are you most thankful for?
This Thanksgiving, I'm most thankful that I'm going to be at home eating turkey with my beautiful family.
Yeah.
In stretchy pants.
Wait, how about those
how
about those stovetop stretchy pants? We'll talk about that.
We will.
Kimberly, we didn't ask you. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for health. And I'm thankful for you, Jasper. You've brought a lot to my life.
No, thank you very much. I'm grateful to have all my friends. Today I'm surrounded by my friends, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Food, family, friends. I don't think it gets any better than that.
Doesn't get no better.
No, get no. Now I got you talking like me, lady.
Right. Well, James, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'm going to be bringing the Tippins pies and the donuts from Donutology.
We can't wait. Thank you for letting me come on and talk about the great work everybody else is doing to make this a fantastic
event.
You're
always welcome to come on this show, my friend. So it doesn't have to just be Thanksgiving time. Come on, you bring Mac here and we'll have some fun. Carmen Poeta, he won't stop texting me about the game and the Mavericks. He's like the biggest fan. He gets kicked out every once in a while.
He likes to eat there.
Well,
he likes
if the you're looking dog. For something to do before Thanksgiving, we've got a lot of games before and after the Thanksgiving break. So go online, download our app, and look at the schedule.
All right.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you coming on. Kimberly, it's time to take a little break, but you know what? I'm going to have me a slice of Tippins pie.
And I'm going to have a Wicked Crispy.
Don't go nowhere because we still have coming up.
We are going to be talking to Melanie Allmayer about a fun event at the Jewish Community Center.
And, of course, Peter Castillo, of course, from Hen House Market. This is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We'll see you soon.
Hey, jingity-jing. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing.
Okay, Jasper, I'm speechless.
Dominic the Donkey
pops up time. When you least expect it.
That's right. Well, it's holiday time, Kimberly. And that's what we're going to be talking about right now because you know what? If you're in Kansas City, there's only one place you should be doing your shopping. That's the Hen House Market. That's Hen House Market for 94 delicious years. Mm-hmm. Of years.
Yes.
What was that about? Years, baby. What's that guy? What's the name of that movie? And he goes, oh, baby.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. You that boy, you're a great sidekick, lady.
You're right away with me.
Anyway, you need to come on over to the Hen House Market because we're having a great day. And I have to ask Bill Esch. I don't know for sure, but I think the Hen House magazine has just been released, and yours truly is on the cover. Now, not my face, because it wouldn't sell.
It wouldn't sell, Jasper.
But my pepper tenderloin, and
it's
there's
gorgeous.
So much more coupons and everything. I have to ask Bill, look at the signature. Look at the little gold.
It's beautiful.
When is this coming out, Bill?
It's out right now.
Fantastic. So come on out and get a copy of that. Of course, stop by the store. There's so many great savings. And you know what? It's Thanksgiving time. Hen House. Turkey, that's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly, all fresh. The fishing, fresh, never frozen.
Never frozen.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't.
But Kimberly, right now we want to talk about a little debate going on in Kansas City.
The Great Latke Hamatashen Debate, which is going to be December
10th.
At
3:30 at the White Theater at the Jewish Community Campus.
And we have Melanie Allmayer here who is, are you heading up the
right,
event
I'm
this
the
year?
Chair of the committee.
Okay.
And I brought it to Kansas City about 5 years ago to Ohev Shalom, our congregation. And now we brought it, this is our third year at the White Theater.
Well, we have to back this up a little more, even more, because there is a book out.
Yes.
And that's where it kind of all started, is that correct?
Well, actually, the book was edited by my aunt, my beloved aunt.
Okay.
I do this in honor of her memory.
Oh.
And she published it back in 2006. But the actual Great Latke Hamatashen Debate started at the University of Chicago back in 1946.
I didn't realize
and
that.
And it became a tradition. It wasn't expected to be. I mean, it was just like an event that a Hillel rabbi and a couple of professors at the University of Chicago started. And it's mushroomed into this incredible tradition.
I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood, so I know what a latke is, Kimberly. That's it. I don't know what a hematosh. I mean, we talked about this before. I can't even pronounce it properly.
No, you can't.
Hematosh?
No. Let's let Melanie
do it. I don't have a script in front of me. I'm telling you right now.
A hematosh is a triangular cookie or pastry.
So sort of like this.
Exactly. Sort of like a piece of pie, like a piece of pie.
Sort of like the Wicked Crispy.
Right, exactly. You have right here. But it is a traditional treat that we have at the holiday of Purim, which is this year going to be at the end of February, February 28th. And it comes from the Book of Esther, when Queen Esther is our heroine. She is manages to defeat Haman and our people. Haman, the evil man that tried to take over and kill all the Jews.
Oh, wow.
So we eat it. You eat this triangular pastry that's either in the shape of his ear or his hat. And every time we hear the word Haman when we celebrate our holiday, we boo. But we eat this delicious
pastry. But you eat the delicious pastry. So let's talk about what exactly happens at this event.
At this event, what we have is we have two teams. We have a Team Latke and a Team Hamantash.
Okay.
The three debaters on Team Latke, who are going to be Debbie Trachtman, an ancient historian, Jill Madoff, a Jewish educator. These are all people in our wonderful community. And Ben Matus, who's a cantor. And then we have Team Humintosh, who is, we'll have Neil Herman, who's a nuclear engineer, and Marissa Wolf, a theater director, and Howard Rosenthal, an orthopedic surgeon. So they will play off each other. Each will give a presentation. And we have a very funny MC, Chris Keltz, who's a director of orchestral studies and conducting at Missouri State University. This will be his third year doing this. And they go back and forth, and then they have a rebuttal. And then audience participation, questions and answers. And then we have a what we call a Beit Din, which is like a group of rabbis and a cantor who are going to decide which team is best.
Judge.
Okay, judging, so, huh? But I want to know, and I still don't get it, though. You're comparing potatoes to
cookies.
To cookies.
It's totally absurd, isn't it?
Okay, so Jasper's that's the idea it. Behind it.
Jasper's connecting the dots.
Yes, so I know a lot, like my friend Gary Shanzer used to make me a lot of little latkes, and then you could serve applesauce with that, right?
Applesauce, or you could serve, like in Mexico, they serve salsa with it.
Do they really?
Or sour cream. Whatever you want
cream.
To eat with it.
Yeah.
But now it's coming, so it's a debate over, okay.
Yeah, but it's totally
it takes
absurd.
Me a little while. It's absurd,
it's
okay.
It's absurd, and that's the whole point of it.
I thought you people were serious. I didn't know what you were talking about. I said, man, I better get into this because I thought you were saying. Well,
it's a comedy of absurdity.
I can't make a joke of this, but when you said you had a great MC and a little comic there, now it's coming to me. Now I'm in now, Kimberly.
Cool.
I hope you'll come because you'll also get to taste.
Okay, there you go.
To see what they really, how great they really taste with different fillings. We've got poppy seed, which is very traditional, and apricot, but you can use all different kinds. Those are the kinds that our committee made. But also you'll get to taste latkes and some vegetables and fruits all if you come there at 3:30 on December 10th. And
a donation or anything, Kimberly?
$10 per person.
$10, thank you. $10 per person. And also if you could bring a canned good or canned goods for our food pantry.
That's fantastic.
And it sounds like kids under age 13 are free.
That's right. So bring your families. It's
what a
family
great
entertainment.
Afternoon.
It's Jewish comedy. So if you love Seinfeld, you'll love this great Latke Humintosh debate.
I like that. So this time of year, of course. It's Thanksgiving, but do you still have latkes on the table during the? Is there a tradition with this at Thanksgiving time?
No, actually, it's for Hanukkah.
Okay.
You can eat latkes whenever.
Oh, I know that.
But for Hanukkah, which is coming up December 12th this year, it's different every year. And with Humintosh toward the end of February is when we traditionally eat them.
But
as I said, you can buy them at the hen house, actually. They have them right here in some sacks,
we'll talk to Peter about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got to tell you, Kimberly, I don't know if you know or not, but we go a little way back with your uncle.
My father-in-law.
Your father-in-law, Ben Allmeyer, used to do the advertising for Jasper's Restaurant for over 20 years or so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, back in the 60s and 70s. And
That's right.
Even the new restaurant he came into before he passed away. 130, so a good friend of my father's, and
that's right.
Such great memories.
So this one's a great separation with you, Jasper.
Oh, yeah, come on. Very, very creative. Steve Bell, also known as Steve Garrett on 101 The Fox. Ben kind of trained him. That was his protege. I mean, and Steve took over afterwards. And, of course, Steve, you can listen to him on Saturday mornings on 101 The Fox.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It's we all come full circle, you know, if you look at it.
If you look at it that way, yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Right. Well, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and Kimberly asked our last guest the same thing. What are you grateful for this Thanksgiving?
Oh, so many things. Jasper.
Family, of course.
But also I've gotten more involved in the Sisterhood of Salam Shalom, which brings Muslim women together with Jewish women.
Wow.
It's a grassroots organization, and I just went to the conference just earlier this month. And so I'm just so grateful for the new friendships, you know, meeting the other and learning much more about their traditions and them as individuals and having really wonderful friendships. So
that's beautiful.
That's
that
one of
really
my new things this year.
Else. I got my mind on latkes right now.
You
Kimberly.
Do. You do. I love latkes.
And it's L-A-T-K-E, not A, because I Googled it to do a little research.
Oh, well, good for
and
you.
And it won't come up. They kept coming up latte, you know, changing on Google. So it's with an E, my friends. That's from Jasper.
So do you how do you make them at home to keep the whole house from not smelling for days afterward?
Well, hopefully it's not too, real cold. When it's real cold, it's freezing in our house because we open the
windows. You open the windows?
And we turn on the attic fan.
Yeah.
But I make up the batter with the – I shred the lot of the potatoes, peel potatoes, shred onions, pepper and salt, eggs and some flour. And my husband, Ben's son, he fries them, and he gets all the credit for it.
Because the secret is in that.
That's right. Not to burn them and so
exactly.
forth.
Exactly. To be the perfect
and lots
crisp.
Of oil. Right. So he's that's his job, and my job is to spend hours making the dough.
Do you make those, Kimberly?
I used to.
Did you really?
Yeah, when Richard was alive. Yeah, absolutely.
I just make hash browns, and I burn them. Grilled cheese and hash browns. I'm a bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Ask Lisa sometime about the grilled cheese.
Okay. And the hash browns.
There's a debate in our house about it. I'm not allowed to make grilled cheese sandwiches.
And it's not a comedy debate.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. So, again, Melanie, people can buy tickets online or at the door?
Both.
Both?
You can go online. If you go to Great Debate, KC, GreatDebateKC.org, you can buy tickets online, $10 a piece, or you can buy them at the door.
And is your mother's book
available? My aunt.
Or your aunt's book
available
for purchase?
Yes, it's available on Amazon.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's the name of that again?
It's called The Great Latka Hamantash Debate.
It is. Okay. Literally the same.
Literally the same name. University of Chicago Press published it back in 2006.
You know what I'm grateful for? I just decided.
I haven't asked you.
I'm grateful there's no political debates this year.
Yes.
And it's only going to be a great latke debate.
There you go.
And Hamantash.
There you go.
Hamantash.
Jasper,
I'll have it.
You'll get
I'll
it by
it
the end of the segment.
Show. Hey, capisce italiano, capisce inglese, Judaism, city, you know.
Melanie, thank you so much for coming on. And
thank you for having me.
Telling us about this wonderful tradition going now 5 years at the White Theater, Jewish
yes.
Community Center.
And we'll talk about it again in December. We'll remind our all of our listeners across
December
Kansas
10th.
City. Let them know about this great debate. Well, thank you for coming on. Kimberly, we're not going nowhere. We still have a big show ahead of us.
We still have a big show. We have Hen House Executive Chef Peter Castillo.
He's
here
in the
talk.
Green room right now waiting
he
to
is.
Come on right now. That's
I think
right.
he requested just green M&Ms.
Well, you know why they call it the green room? They just painted that room green. That's all. It's not like the Johnny Carson green room or nothing like that. Don't go nowhere, my friends. We're coming back with a great show. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
I almost said this is Kimberly Stern.
That would have been.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen Hen House Market. It's time for Thanksgiving, so don't go nowhere. We're coming back with some great specials right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Christmas is a-coming and the bells begin to ring. The holly's in the window and the birds begin to sing.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live from the Hen House Market, 117th and Monroe, giving away free Tippins pies and gift certificates right now.
We just gave away, I don't know how many, five or six during that commercial break.
And I'll tell
break.
You, Kimberly, what a great show we've had. I mean,
it's been fun.
Talking latkes and what are those things called again?
Hamantashes.
Why is it so hard for me to say?
We'll talk about it later, Jasper.
James Arkell was here from the Mavericks talking about the Nick ICU, Nick NICU, of course, over at Overland Park Regional and all the HCA.
Well,
I'm almost there, Kimberly.
You are, Jasper.
And, of course, Mark Boyer with Tippin' Pies. But right now, the star of the show, he is here with us, Kimberly.
The man of the hour.
That's right.
Chef Peter Castillo, good morning.
Good morning. Shabbat Shalom and... and buongiorno, Jasper. You made me laugh.
Well,
so
I love
hard.
That accent, I'll tell you.
Okay, before we start, I think that Peter has something he wants to share with our listeners.
I want to share a dad joke. Everyone needs a dad joke on Thanksgiving. And my dad joke this year is this. Why did the turkey get kicked out of Arrowhead Stadium?
Why?
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait, because Jasper. Wait, Jasper's thinking about it. He's going to be looking at it.
Because they were going to win against the Giants on Sunday. I don't know.
Well, the reason he got kicked out for disorderly conduct was because he tripped a fan.
Get it? Turkey has tripped a fan.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking like his... Hey, somebody like the feathers look like a fan. Oh, my God.
Somebody get Jasper another espresso.
Espresso, I know.
Oh, please. The doctor says I have blurred brain. I really think I do.
Oh, hey, my gosh.
I was going to ask, did you guys bring any pumpkin cannolis or anything?
We're talking pumpkin pies. You think if Mark Boyer knew I had a pumpkin cannoli over here, I'd be doing this show out in the, on 119th Street.
Yeah, but I know that if you had a pumpkin cannoli, it'd be stellar.
Oh, I do make pumpkin cannolis.
I figured you
it's
did.
It's so easy. I mean, I don't have that two-year-aged pumpkin like Tippin says.
That's an amazing process, what they go through.
It really
and,
is,
isn't it?
You know, I love all their pies. And my granddaughters are all addicted, especially the French silk. Who
yeah.
isn't?
Right. Oh, yeah.
But their crust, I don't care. I have frozen a few of their pies because we couldn't eat them all. And then I thaw them out. And
the
that
crust has
is
much
still
integrity.
Flaky. Oh, it's yeah. incredible.
I just did a piece just now. Again, you keep reminding me to eat these pies. I'm in good shape today.
Well, you moved it over to your side of the table. Obviously, I'm not allowed to share, so... Whatever.
I think there's a whole pie over there for you, so be quiet, lady.
So, Peter, I mean, did you just smell what came over? Turkey?
Turkey.
Do you smell that?
We're in the...
Was that...
Tis in the season.
Was that, like, timing for the interview
That's
here?
That's perfect timing. I wish we had smeller radio or smell-o-vision. Remember that guy?
Oh, Chef yeah, Tell? Come on, exactly. I was That's back right. in the kitchen with him a little while ago, yeah. and you were doing a turkey. Man, can you really smell it right now?
Yeah, you can.
Was turkey that the turkey
Central.
Display you were fixing back there?
That's one of the turkeys that we'll be selling next week, or we're selling them now. In fact, you can go online to henhouse.com, and you can fill out the order sheet and bring it into your favorite store in your neighborhood and get on the list. And we have all kinds of turkey dinner packages, not only with our fresh and beautiful turkeys that we have, but we also have a boar's head package. With boar's head turkey and ham.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
And you have prime rib, don't you?
We have prime rib also, and the prime rib is wonderful. It's what I'm going to be doing this year.
Is it?
Because I like turkey, but who doesn't like prime rib?
That's
and it's
right,
been a while since I had a nice big prime rib roast, you know? Yeah.
Well, I opened up the new Hen House Fall 2017 magazine, a beautiful cover with this new beautiful golden egg, the Hen House logo. And there's a certain photo of my friend here and, of course, a recipe for 40 cloves of garlic. And it looks so delicious, Peter.
It's one of my favorite winter dishes. You know, we're all doing stews and heavier dishes. But this particular dish, when I was a chef at Cafe Allegro many, many moons ago, we would make this dish. And the way I like to do it is in my Le Creuset, the Dutch oven. And I make it more like a stewed soup.
Oh, that's what I like. Like, oh, yeah.
Celery, carrots, onions. You can add, you know, potato and turnips and things like that, which I like to do. And then it's just 8-piece chicken, a little bit of wine, chicken stock, parsley, salt and pepper. Put the lid on it, throw it in the oven for an hour, hour and a half.
Boy, does the house smell good.
And then you just serve it on whatever starch you want. I like to serve it with egg noodles.
Oh, I'm looking at the photo. Oh,
my
gosh.
But you get a nice piece of ciabatta. And you toast that in the oven and put it on the bottom of the plate and eat it traditionally. It's delicious. And the garlic, people go 40 cloves of garlic. The garlic becomes sweet.
Sweet, exactly.
It's no longer the garlic we know from when it's in its raw state.
Okay, I have to ask you, do you leave the garlic in the
– No.
You take it out.
So I peel them.
You peel them already.
Well, these days I buy the already peeled garlic fresh off the shelf.
Because I know when I roast a garlic by itself, it's like butter. I'm telling you,
oh, yeah.
B-U-T-T-A.
And that's what you can do if you got some more ciabatta. You can take the little garlic cloves out and just spread it on your bread.
Because I tell you, I'm not a big fan of garlic. Italian saying that. Come on.
Ooh.
But I mean, seriously. I mean, sometimes you know when you eat raw garlic, especially, but when you roast it, that's the flavor you want to get, and that's when you get out of this dish right here.
Absolutely, and it's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And it's great. Plus, you get that broth. And the broth, you know, everyone wants bone broth. We call it stock.
Okay, let's. I'm glad you said that because we have a little stock and bone broth. Let tell our listeners because a lot of people are confused.
It's the same thing.
Exactly.
I call it stock. Bone broth, I think, is one of those millennial, maybe housewife terms
but
for some reason.
But you see in the box now in the stores, even in the store by Swanson, they have
it's become
box
that term.
And they have but we've always put bones in our broth, so.
Always. It's just that new word that they're using. To me, it's always stock. But there's nothing better, especially like when you're healing, you need protein. Broth is the way to go, or stock. And during the wintertime, you want to keep yourself strong. Dishes, soups, where you're using fresh stock, fresh broth, it's going to give you strength to move forward and to stay healthy.
Peter, I got to tell you, last night I wasn't feeling that great, and one of my chefs came in the office with a bowl of duck consomme for me.
There you go.
They've been roasting the ducks every day, and he's been saving it and, yes, you know, reducing them and cooking it down for me. And he brought it in the office. I said, I got to put this on the menu. He said, no, we're not making enough of that. Harvey already said it's too much for the kitchen, but I ate like two bowls of it. I did. I felt good. And, you know, it's
got up
like,
into the jig.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the old Jewish saying? What, you know, soup for the soul?
Mm-hmm. Soup
or is that
for the
soul.
Book?
That's right.
Wait, that's the book, though, isn't it?
I think there is a
chicken
book.
Chicken soup for the soul.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But penicillin.
Duck soup for the soul.
It's like penicillin. Come on.
It's so, what you need.
So, Peter, how long can people order for Thanksgiving?
I believe up until Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
Yeah, they're open the store until what time? 1 o'clock?
Until 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And now these meals are cold, so you have to give yourself enough time to get the meal home. You can pick it up on Wednesday or Tuesday. It'll refrigerate. It's going to hold. But give yourself at least two and a half hours to heat up the turkey, heat up your ham, and your side dishes will heat up in 30, 40 minutes.
And give us a tip here about what your turkey, the temperature should be.
Well, my first rule of thumb is never stuff a turkey, because by the time the stuffing gets hot enough in the center, the chicken's overcooked or the turkey's overcooked. So what I always do is I will cook the dressing in a separate pan with
there
some of the turkey drippings. And let that get up to temperature. But you want your turkey to hit at least 175 degrees.
Okay.
Now, what a lot of people have been doing the last couple of years is they're actually taking the turkey apart right when it's all about done, and they'll take off the wing, you know, the legs, those parts that cook faster.
Right.
And then let everything else continue to cook.
Do they still have the Butterball line?
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yes.
The Butterball line's over here, too. They have them. I'm looking right now straight down at the – I just talked to the butcher over there, and he's already saving Lisa. Lisa comes in. She has to get her necks and all that because she makes her bone broth, you know, the same way.
Absolutely.
Well, Peter, we have to take a – well, actually, it's the end of the show, Kimberly.
It's the end of the show,
taking a break. We're done with the show.
That's right.
Already.
We appreciate you coming on all the time. You got to come back for Christmas time. We got to talk more about the Christmas specials here, too. But
absolutely.
It's Thanksgiving weekend here at the Hen House Market.
That's right. People are in here shopping.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I'm telling you, Kimberly, it's something else. So order your turkey now. Go online, thehenhouse.com. This is Jasper Morabili.
Kimberly Stern.
Wishing everyone a wonderful Thanksgiving. And thanks so much for listening to the show.